I have heard it said
that saints are a glimpse of heaven. They give us a foretaste of what we will know in fullness in heaven. It was Kierkegaard who said, God creates out of nothing. Wonderful, you say, yes, to be sure, but what he does is still more wonderful. He makes saints out of sinners. Ordinary people who, through their collaboration with God, urge us on in our faith, showing us the way to be faithful, steadying us when times get tough. These are the roots of our faith. I'm hoping you noticed as you walked in the lobby, the roots of our tree had names on them today. They are the names of those we are remembering. We're giving thanks to God for their role in our lives. As we give thanks to God, I'm reminding each of you of the gratitude challenge we began last week. Here we are on the sixth day of November, and last week we invited you for each of the days of November to write a note of gratitude. I know there are those who have already sent such notes because I've heard that people have received them and their hearts have been warmed. I myself received some that warmed my hearts as well. I've heard they have expressed gratitude that was often wondered about, but never quite articulated. We are now 6 days into this challenge, so 24 more to do, and thank you notes out in the lobby to help you with that challenge. And we certainly give thanks to God on this day for those we are remembering. Those who loved golf and those who loved cats. Lots of cat lovers this morning among our children, to be sure. Those who gave everything to care for those their families, and those who remained committed to a beloved project even until the end. Those who made our favorite meals and those who played our favorite games with us, those who told great stories, and those who took really good naps in front of the game as it was being watched. This year, we remember those here and know that they're in good company. I wonder if you reflect with me for a moment on those who've died in our larger culture across the year. First of all, everyone's favorite mother-in-law, Doris Roberts. I think we're all a little glad she's not our mother-in-law. We remember on this day also Charmin Carr, the Liesel in Sound of Music, who is perpetually 16 going on 17 with dewy-eyed optimism. We remember Joe Alasky as the voice of Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, burned into our collective memory with cartoons and that particular laugh we could replicate. Arnold Palmer, golf great and inspiration for a mixed drink, that is lemonade and iced tea put together. We remember Nancy Reagan, former First Lady, an advocate around substance and drug abuse as it impacted her family as well as our nation. We remember Elie Wiesel, who called generations to remember the atrocities of the concentration camps of World War II and then lived differently because of how we've remembered. In the Roman Catholic Church, there have been 10 new saints canonized this year. Two Jose's, two Elizabeth's, and perhaps most famously, Teresa of Calcutta. Mother Teresa, we all know for her care of the poorest of the poor, the sickest of the sick, the loneliest of the lonely. Sounds an awful lot like the Beatitudes from Luke. After her death in 97, we also came to know she was a sufferer of the darkest night of the soul, feeling abandoned even by the God she was serving. She was the one who reminds us that the life of the faithful is not always happy and clappy with the presence and blessings of God poured out. But it's also the desolation of us who seek the presence of God, even when we're not sure how to find it. Saints in the Roman Catholic tradition refer to the canonization process for individuals who've achieved it. It was Martin Luther who famously articulated the priesthood of all believers. Saints in heaven, saints on earth. Luther and others began to understand that you and I could look around and see others who were following God and be urged on in our faith as well. Saints who were not just the ones that God used for miraculous feats, but for those kind of ordinary examples of miracles. That is to say, keeping your sanity by feeding your children 3 square meals a day, providing for families in an ever-changing economic situation, making prayerful decisions in a complicated election characterized by vitriol and venom. True miracles. Saints among us. Saints who are those who've been blessed by God, some traditions would say. After hearing how the Gospel of Luke articulates blessing, we might not have such a desire to be blessed as saints of God. The Gospel of Luke, unlike its parallel in Matthew, offers blessings to those who are hungry and those who are poor, those who are weeping and those who are hated, and woes to those of us who are fool and laughing and well-spoken of. Jesus spoke to those who struggled in the toughest of times, offering them the blessings of the kingdom of heaven, being fool, laughing, and joy on the ultimate day. Jesus spoke to those in power and wealth in woe, saying they may have already received their reward. Jesus calls us beyond our comfort zones to live out this radical idea that us, ordinary people, can become saints, the vehicles through which the kingdom of God is known, even here in this place. The saints we remember today were aunts and were mothers, were brothers and were husbands, were grandmothers and grandfathers, brother-in-laws and sister-in-laws, crucially part of the family. They were fathers and father-in-laws, sisters and wives. They were the kind who would make us laugh and urge us to be better. They were the kind we ate Thanksgiving dinner with and listened to Christmas music with. They modeled resolve and fight in the face of some of the most challenging diseases, showing us kindness and compassion, even in our struggles as well. On this All Saints Day, we remember that we are not just connected with those in this place, but those we remember across time and across place. Remembrance becomes less of an experience and more of a mindset. Of us gathered here, we might be able to tell the stories about Dot Weeks as a founding part of our congregation. She was the granddaughter of the Bens, whose home was the first meeting place for this congregation. But we might not be able to tell a story or remember those who 30 years ago were part of this congregation, or those being remembered today in Connecticut or in Calcutta. And yet, they are all part of the saints with whom we join our voices in the communion liturgy, with whom we pray to renew our communion. All Saints Sunday reminds us that our roots in faith go farther beyond what we can touch and what we can know. In Christ, we have been given such an inheritance to be made better than we are. We put on the clothes of Christ and we shine. Those we remember today and hold dear in our hearts are the roots upon which our lives stand. Remembering their lives can steady us as we go through our own turbulent times, telling the stories of their joy and of their sadness, of their grand moments and of their mess-ups are what urge us on in our faith as well. My prayer for you today is that we lean on the roots that have allowed us to grow, giving thanks to God and those people with gratitude. We are indeed rooted in gratitude and growing in Christ. This, my friends, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.